Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, last time we read Matthew chapter 15.
Sure as fuck did.
Yeah, and in that one, the Pharisees got a little irritated with Jesus, apparently, because his disciples weren't washing their hands before they ate.
I know. They were like, ooh, bro, y'all nasty.
Which it occurred to me, we could tell your mom we don't want to wash our hands because, you know, Jesus' disciples didn't have to.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying.
Because my mom's like a real stickler. Like, I mean, okay, listen, everybody should always be washing your hands before you eat, right? But at my mom's house, like, it's a big production.
Like you could have, yeah. Your hands could be pristine. She's still got to wash before.
Yeah. Anyway. You got to do it.
So, we could throw that in her face.
We could be like, Jesus didn't. Yeah,
Jesus' people
didn't. And he said that, you know, forcing people to wash their hands is like nitpicky.
Right. And then Jesus called a woman a dog.
He sure as fuck did.
Yeah, and made her beg to get healed because, and
you know, he was like, fucking Canaanite dog.
Right, yeah.
Why I want to heal your daughter?
I thought that was shit. That whole story was kind of shitty. It kind of got better because
it didn't.
The woman made him understand that
dogs are
maybe she
people too
was allowed to get whatever. It doesn't matter. It was a bad story.
It was horrible. It was horrendous, and I hated it, and I still hate it.
And then we had a rerun from the previous episode before that one, where Jesus fed more people a lot.
He did with magic.
Yeah, magic
DoorDash. That's what we call it.
Right. So that was Matthew chapter 15.
Yes, it was.
Which means that today we're reading
Little Maddie chapter 16.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie. All right, we are hopping into Little Maddie, chapter 16.
All right.
The Pharisees and Sadducees.
They're mad at Jesus.
They came to Jesus and tested him.
Oh, they're testing. Wait, well, he didn't like to be tested.
By asking him to show them a sign from heaven.
And he was like, fuck you. I bet.
Just stop your crying. It's a sign of the times.
Jesus ain't doing shit for him.
No, he ain't singing Harry Styles either.
That's my guess. No, he's definitely not singing that.
No, but right before we started this, I had to watch that video to that song. Because I had already seen that this one is subtitled The Demand for a Sign. And so I was like, ooh, husband, I need to hear this song real quick. Now you know why, husband.
Now I know why.
Because Harry Styles is the bomb. I love him so much. Okay. He's way better than the Bible.
I mean, there's that.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Jesus replied in red. So you know so it's for real.
Yeah, for sure.
When evening comes, you say, it will be fair weather for the sky is red. And in the morning, today it will be stormy for the sky is red and overcast.
Red skies at night, sailors delight. Red skies in the morning, sailors take warning.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You do know that
poem. But the Bible got to it first, apparently.
Apparently. Jesus continues in red.
Yeah.
You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times.
It's literally, you were reading the actual, you started reading this, and then you were like, I need to see that video.
Actually, I did not see signs of the times. I just saw the subtitle, The Demand for a Sign. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Because then I was like, ooh, The Demand for
really
a Sign.
This really does have a Harry Styles tie-in.
I know. Well, what's really funny is that I went from The Demand for a Sign. I saw the sign, and I was like, oh, I just saw that new video about dancing where he was giving Richard Simmons in his little short shorts. He was about to fall out of them shorts. I was like, Harry Styles, Sign of the Times. That's a good song. Let's listen to that. And now, we get... you can't interpret a sign of the times.
Yeah.
And Harry
it's all
Styles
about sign
knew.
Of the times.
Yeah. Anyway, Jesus without
you
Harry
think that's
Styles
a sign?
Continues.
Of the
a
times.
Wicked and adulterous generation looks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah.
Wait, what?
That's so random.
Except the sign of Jonah.
You know, the sign of Jonah. What, a whale in the clouds?
Right? Like, what the fuck does that even mean?
I don't even know. Okay. Jesus then left them and went away. We done with that. That bit's over.
Okay.
I need to know, what was the sign of Jonah?
Maybe it's a hand in the face, like, speak to the hand, you know?
The bullets, the bullets.
That was really, that's going to definitely need to be in the Q&A, because what the fuck even just happened?
No, it's true. When they went across the lake, the disciples forgot to take bread. I'm sorry.
I thought maybe they forgot to take Jesus. Because, you know, he can walk.
Yeah.
And sometimes he's just up on mountainsides.
We don't got to wait for him. Bro knows how to get there. No, they forgot bread again.
Bread.
They're always forgetting bread. They're
like, we don't need to worry about that shit.
I know. Jesus.
But then they keep. I wonder if they forgot again. Do you think they forgot that Jesus can make more bread?
Probably.
He has a bread machine.
Be careful, Jesus said to them in red. Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
Don't let that yeast get in there.
Oh, nobody likes yeast. I don't like yeast.
You wouldn't want your bread rising or something.
I'll be on my guard. I'm on my guard against yeast. I do not want to be infected with yeast. I'm just saying, it ain't good. So they forgot the bread, and he's saying, watch out for yeast.
Okay.
Of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
But other yeast is okay?
Well, it's obviously he's doing that.
I know.
That, what's that called? Simile, metaphor. Metaphor. He's doing a metaphor, not a simile.
I'm not really fully following Jesus right now. I'm not sure.
You're not in the mood
I'm not really sure what's going on here.
But our dishwasher's done. That's a sign of the times. What? It was perfect timing. The bullets. Okay, they discussed this amongst themselves and said, it's because we didn't bring any bread.
What?
It's literally what it says.
Is this making any fucking sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like, we don't get Jesus. He's talking about yeast. It must be because we forgot to bring bread. He couldn't be doing metaphors.
Okay.
Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked, you of little faith, why are you talking amongst yourselves about having no bread?
Yeah. I mean, I swear. It's not like you haven't seen Jesus just, you know, materialize it.
Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the 5 loads for the 5,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? He's like, fuckity fuck, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm a little
disappointed in them, too.
I am, guys. But you know what? That says more about the guys that Jesus picked than the guys themselves.
I think it says more about the fact that they didn't ever do these miracles, because how could you fucking forget?
He's like, remember when I did magic? And they're like, no. He's so gaslighting them right now.
That's what it is. That's what he's like. I totally did magic.
I was there that night. You literally didn't. And he's like, no, I did. But I did, though. How is it, he asks, you don't understand that I was not talking to you fucks about bread, but be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Good.
Maybe stop using bread references.
What if you just talk straight?
Right. Just say what you mean,
What if you just use words?
That would be fantastic.
What if your message is just straight instead of crooked?
Yeah. Follow the straight path. Go through the narrow gate.
And don't use metaphors and magic.
Wide gate metaphors and the wavy street
and
shit.
And don't be calling the Canaanites dogs, you asshole.
Yeah, especially if they like you.
You racist son of a bitch.
You shouldn't do that. That's not cool.
Then they understood that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Oh, I'm really glad that we had the narrator, Matthew, break this down for us.
Because yeast makes things grow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you let them infect you with their
yeast, the littlest bit,
then it'll just grow.
The littlest bit will infect the whole load.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Matthew's here to explain that to us. What Jesus meant.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But not even Matthew. Somebody that Matthew talked to once.
Matthew's...
Somebody.
Whatever.
Somebody.
All right. Anyway, moving on. when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea, hold on, let me try it again. Caesarea Philippi.
Sure.
Philippi.
That guy. That there. That
Caesarea.
Town.
Or something. Caesarea Philippi.
Is it a town?
It's a region of this.
Region. Okay. Yeah.
The region of the thing.
Got it.
He asked his disciples in red, who do people say the Son of Man is?
I don't know. Who do they say it is?
I don't know. You ready?
I'm ready.
They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. 6-7, 6-7.
But not a one of them said him.
Right.
Okay.
You didn't like my 6-7
no,
reference?
No. I thought that was fucking great. I don't think anybody likes 6-7 references.
I thought that was a perfect slot in right there.
Unfortunately, I think 6-7 has passed, and like
it'll never not be funny.
There is no perfect.
No, slot that in was great. That was 6-7. Great. The thing that off topic. The thing that really pisses me off about 6-7 is that it literally was a phrase. Like, I'm all at sixes and sevens meant like I'm all befuddled. I'm all like, you know, confused and confounded. Like, yeah, it was already a phrase. And apparently, like, I'm the only one in the world that's ever heard of that, because I've never heard another person be like, yo, that's already a phrase.
That is correct.
People do be at sixes and
the
sevens.
The only person in the world.
I mean, I've never heard anybody else say it, and it pisses me off because I'm like, no, that was a phrase.
Yeah.
Old people used to say that.
Okay.
I mean, I'm 50, so I am old, but I'm talking about older old people. I didn't used to say it. People that were old when I was not old used to say it.
I mean, my grandpa used to say good night when he was mad.
It was one of those things, right?
Nobody knows that one. So.
No, that's not true, because when I was in my 20s, one of my boyfriends at the time, his nephew used to say good night. But he said it so often that we were like, you need to stop right now. That's annoying as fuck. You know, like when an 11-year-old finds something that he's like, I love this phrase. And then they just have mentionitis.
Yeah.
So fucking annoying.
Right.
Like, you just want to pop an 11-year-old. Like, you need to stop.
Okay. But we don't pop 11-year-olds.
No, don't pop 11-year-olds. It was metaphorical popping. All right. In red, he says, but what about you? He asked, who do you say I am? Oh, he's
what?
Really,
is he pushing them to be like, no, I'm the guy.
He's like, but y'all like me best though, right? Y'all
these are his people.
and
they supposedly witnessed him doing miracles and all this shit and all these things, right?
And they're like John the Baptist, and they're like,
anybody
Elijah,
but you, man. Yeah, and like, it's not you.
Jeremiah, you know, the prophet.
Right, it's definitely not you.
And Jesus is like, what do you think?
Jesus,
though?
You just ain't it.
What do you think? Who do you think I am? Simon called Peter.
Yeah.
So Peter, Pumpkin Eater, or Pete with stinky old feet.
Right.
Who was the rock that sunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. He answered, you're the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. That sounds legit.
Okay.
Jesus replied in red, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Boom.
Hmm. He just became that. Right now is when his disciples, his apostles, his Peter decided he's Peter. Jesus. He is Jesus.
He's that Jesus.
He is that guy.
Jesus.
He's the Son of Man.
You're a magic man, Mama.
We went so since Jesus is acknowledging it.
Mm-hmm.
At least according to how I'm referenced, if I'm reading this or you know, hearing this, he's acknowledging he is the Son of God here, which
right.
I had read something else somewhere else by a scholar, actually, that kind of lent to this not being the case. So I'm
that
very,
he never acknowledged it?
Right.
No, so he's acknowledging
I'm
it.
I'm very curious about that, actually.
Yeah. But he goes on, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Hmm. Don't be loose in your teeth. Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Don't be telling.
Yeah, we wouldn't want that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wish they would have held that promise up.
I'm just a common magic man.
Yeah.
I'd just be out here doing miracles that nobody can seem to remember.
Right. Not even my people.
Unimpressive miracles.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But I got to say, it felt like he was kind of fishing for that.
He was.
You know?
He's like, do you guys like me, though?
And if you're in a cult and your leader's like, guys.
Pump me up. Jerk me off.
Am I not? Am I not?
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That really makes me laugh, actually. All right. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life.
Hold on. Hold on. Okay. Okay. Okay.
What?
This is bullshit.
Why? Tell me.
Okay.
Tell me, husband, because why is this bullshit?
Until this moment, right now, in this chapter, he has not once equated the Son of Man, the Messiah, him being Jesus, to anything other than just teaching. Like, he was teaching, not necessarily referring to the Son of Man as him.
Right.
And in this moment, where we get this backwards prophecy about he's going to die in Jerusalem, and that there's terrible things. Like, we're getting a prophecy, right? Mm-hmm. We're getting a prophecy of things future to come.
Yes.
From a book that was written 40 years after his death or whatever.
Yes.
This was injected later.
No shit.
No, I know, but it really pisses me off because I'm like, it's this whole chapter sounds different from what it sounded like prior to this.
Just the previous chapter, even.
So it's like, they're like, okay, we got some good material up through here, but now we need to make a change. Okay, now we're going with prophecy shit. Now we need to make him the Messiah, Son of God, go. Make it happen.
Okay, so anyway.
Sorry, this is making me angry.
I could tell.
Yeah.
Okay, so Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Jesus is like, no. I mean, Peter's like, Jesus, no. Never, Lord, he said. This shall never happen to you. You're not going to die. You're not going to go there and die and then come back to life. That's not going
to
happen.
Peter took him aside to rebuke him about him dying.
Yeah. Stop. Okay. Stop saying that.
Okay.
Stop. That's ugly. Don't talk about it.
If you just found out your boss was the Son of God, would you yell at him?
I don't know that I'd use the word rebuke. I might suggest softly.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. What the fuck?
Man, this is getting rough.
Why did Jesus call Peter Satan?
I don't know.
Why is he like yelling at him?
Well, because he told him not to eat that. That he shouldn't die, I guess. I don't.
This shall never happen to you. Because Peter's like, no way. You're not going to die. No. And then Jesus is like, get behind me, Satan. Like, right. What?
Well, who fucking knows?
You're a stumbling block, you fucking Peter.
Right, yeah. So obviously because he said he's trying to dissuade him from the correct path. Then Satan must have entered into Peter. Simon called Peter. And
could you imagine?
I don't fucking know.
Could you imagine being Peter and you're like, bro, I'm just telling you not to be so negative, and like you're saying you're gonna die and shit, and now you're calling me Satan? Like, I don't know. My heart's with Peter on this one. Like,
right?
What?
This escalated quickly.
I'm not Satan. What are you talking about? Okay. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Which, don't forget, by cross he means burden.
Yeah, okay? Right.
For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. It's fine to die for me. It's fine.
This
you'll
is
be
definitely
fine.
Definitely a fucking cult.
Yeah, you'll be fine. There's a total afterlife, and you're going to get prizes. It's fine. Dying is fine. I love dying. I get to come back to life. You'll have an afterlife. I get to come back to life. This is fine.
Jesus isn't sounding so nice to me right now.
No, I don't like
this
Jesus.
He's like, you should want to die for me.
Yeah.
And if you want to save yourself and live,
then you're an asshole.
Then you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah. And I'm like, no.
Right? No. Right?
I just want to make some chips and salsa right now.
Also,
and
dude, you just announced that you're the fucking Messiah.
Also, you called me Satan, to be fair.
Right. Like, there's a lot of shit that went down in this little, 20-minute period here.
The last 2 minutes have been really, really weird for me.
I'm going to need some time to process here.
Yeah. Can I just go outside for a minute?
I need to sit on the mountainside.
I got
to
go call my mom. Jesus continues in red. Okay. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Ooh, we're talking about souls now. Where's your soul going when you're dead?
Okay.
Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? Ooh, now you can sell your soul.
You can at Kia dealerships.
Save your soul.
If you get a Kia soul, you can sell your soul.
Oh.
Anytime you want to. There's lots of people selling their souls, you know, probably tomorrow and the next day.
Okay.
There's souls being sold every day.
I didn't know that was the name of a car.
It is. I love it.
That's kind of cool. I want to buy one just so I can sell it.
I too want to buy a Kia Soul just so I can sell my soul.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd like to sell it to someone in Hell, Michigan.
Oh my God, I sold my soul in hell. Oh, that'd be so epic. Oh, I'll do it for the bit too.
Right, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I'm in. Let's do that. That's my life goal now.
Yeah.
My life goal.
Sell a soul, Kia Soul in Hell, Michigan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Listen, Jesus is still talking.
Oh, okay.
But right. Let's bring this home. Almost done.
Yeah.
For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels. Yeah, he is. And then he will reward each person according to what they have done.
So Jesus, because he just said that he was that guy, apparently.
He's going to come in his Father's glory with his angels.
Okay.
And then he'll reward each person according to what they've done. So, yeah, you're totally going to get an afterlife and prizes.
I guess.
Okay? Yeah.
Sure. Except for that it's been an earthly prize this whole time.
But now he's like, no, this is great. Give up your earthly prizes. Die for me. And your soul is going to get presents. It's going to be so great. Dying for me is awesome.
It's just, this is like a total change of message.
Mm-hmm.
This is like scary. A whole other fucking book we're reading right now.
This chapter is terrifying, honestly. I'm like, I don't like Kool-Aid that much. Can I out? I'm going to bounce.
Actually, it wasn't Kool-Aid. It was Powerade.
Oh, was it really?
It was. Yeah.
What flavor? Was it grape?
I don't know.
Or was it red?
I have no idea. But that was Heaven's Gate or whatever. It wasn't Kool-Aid.
That's so interesting
it was Powerade. It was
why
Powerade.
Why did it get turned into Kool-Aid?
Because ping pong.
Oh, because all tissues are. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
That's so interesting to me. Okay. All right. Then he says, after you get presents for dying for me, truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death or Kool-Aid before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. The end.
Okay.
So
I don't like this chapter.
No, this was prophecy stuffing to the max,
this isn't prophecy stuffing. This is prophecy creation.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean.
And they're backfilling a prophecy into the book that is hypothetically happening in the moment because it's an account of things happened. But it's so obvious that this chapter is so out of place.
Yeah, this is a bad chapter, and they did not clearly read the previous chapters to make it fit better.
Right. It's written completely differently, and they've made changes to the way wording happens to certain things in order to make this more legitimate or something.
I don't know. It's really weird, too, because Jesus says an awful lot that doesn't match what he had been saying. Like, he's very, like, I don't know, the whole get behind me, Satan, and yelling at Peter and, like, you sons of bitches.
Right.
Like, that feels very weird. And he's like, and then we're going to go to heaven and you're going to die and there's going to be an afterlife. Like, he's saying a lot of things that are just like, and then in the next sentence, the next sentence, the next sentence. And that's not how he had been talking.
Right. I'm not a fan of this chapter.
It's like up until now he had been smoking weed and then somebody gave him heroin and he is on a rip on this
one. But I will say this. I feel like this has got to be a really important chapter for Christians.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because there's so many things that, like, this is where Jesus proclaims he's Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm,
and all the Jesus-y things begin.
Mm.
And whatever. And it was he's going to build his church on the rock. And Paul's going to be the...
Peter is a rock.
There's another prophecy that is to come, right?
Yeah,
they're just filling... They're creating prophecies that they're going to later fulfill in this book that was written after his death.
Yeah.
And I'm like that's what I that's what I'm hating right now.
I hate it so much.
You guys aren't just taking old prophecies and stuffing them into the book. You're creating new prophecies and stuffing them into the book now.
Right. It's and that's really just gross.
Not cool, man.
And also, they're still supposed to be Jews at this point. And this
well,
is
there are.
They're but still- this is not Judaism. They to me, they are seriously not following Yahweh's law here.
Well, they've made every point not to.
Right.
Like, they're like, we are going to on purpose break Yahweh's laws, and we're going to laugh in the face of all those who think that they're necessary.
And we're going to continue hating people who follow Yahweh for all eternity. And that's why Christians today, some of them hate Jews. Like, this literally is the beginning of, and this is why we hate Jews.
Right.
And I hate that. I don't love that at all. This right. is terrible. This is awful. This is the creation of a racism that we are reading in real time.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want this.
Right, right.
It's making me very uncomfortable. I'm like, don't make me defend Judaism, y'all.
Right.
Stop it.
Well, it's... Yeah.
Don't make me defend Yahweh is what I mean to say.
Sure.
Like, I don't want to be on that team. And you're making me side with the stupid Israelites who were always getting it wrong, but at least they had some kind of understanding of what Yahweh expected of them, even if they were doing it wrong. But you're like, nah, fuck Yahweh. We're going to do something different.
No, I mean, honestly, I can see, like, we've got all these, like, fringe, crazy-ass, like, preachers on TikTok and YouTube and everywhere else that there's videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they are just spouting off about the end of the world. They're spouting off about how trans people are terrible and how, like, they are trying to form platforms from these terrible fucking messages. And they're succeeding in many ways, mm-hmm. right? Like, they're... Mm-hmm. And I feel like what Jesus is doing... is sort of similar.
Yeah.
He's
Jesus,
like,
laid the groundwork for all the nasty Christians today, and right. I don't appreciate it.
Right. Well, I don't know that Jesus did, but whoever wrote this did.
Well, Jesus gets the credit for it.
For sure.
Whether he did it or not, he gets the credit for it. I lay it at his feet.
He shouldn't allow them to put it in the red print.
And on that note.
All right. So that was Matthew chapter
16. Sure as fuck was.
And we will be back
next time. A Q&A. And I don't know if it's on Saturday, but it will cover chapters 14, 15, and 16.
It's for sure.
For sure.
Okay. So it's not going to be a two-parter?
I'm almost positive it'll be a one-parter.
Wife's almost positive.
I'm almost positive.
Almost.
I wouldn't swear to Jesus or nothing.
I wouldn't swear to Jesus anyway. All right, on that note, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.